Okay, let's unpack this because usually, when we talk about building a tech career, there's this underlying anxiety of constant motion, like you're a surfer in the ocean.
Right, just constantly paddling.
Exactly. You catch the Python wave, then you paddle out frantically for the React wave, then you're scrambling to catch like the generative AI wave before it crashes. And the fear is if you ever stop paddling, you drown.
Yeah, it totally feels like a treadmill. I mean, the frameworks you mastered 3 years ago are suddenly considered legacy, and you're competing with a million new graduates who learn the new stack in a boot camp.
It's exhausting. But then, if you step away from the flashy consumer tech world and look at enterprise operations, suddenly you aren't surfing anymore. You're standing in front of a massive, immovable fortress.
A fortress that practically prints money, actually.
Right, but only if you have the exact, highly specific keys to unlock the gate. So today, our mission for this deep dive is exploring a stack of materials we have about Guidewire certifications. And we're going to decode what this niche insurance technology is and why it's like a career cheat code.
And, in a world of generalist tech layoffs, this hyper-specialization in sticky enterprise platforms is where true job security hides.
Indispensable is the perfect word for it, because right off the bat, I know that property and casualty insurance software does not sound like a blockbuster movie.
No, definitely not a shiny Silicon Valley startup.
Not at all. But the career leverage and the sheer scale of the money involved will blow your mind. Before we can even talk about why the certifications are so valuable, though, we really have to understand the massive invisible engine they're built for.
Yeah, you have to understand the platform itself, which is called Guidewire.
Right, Guidewire. And this isn't just some HR tool or a glorified spreadsheet. It is the core operations platform for over 570 large property and casualty or P&C insurers, and that's across 43 countries.
What's fascinating here is what that actually means on a mechanical level. When we say property and casualty, we're talking about the fundamental safety nets of the physical world.
Like car insurance and home insurance.
Exactly. Auto, home, workers' compensation, massive commercial fleet policies. Guidewire is essentially the central nervous system processing all of it. We're talking over 1,700 implementations globally.
So if you imagine a giant insurance corporation, Guidewire is what handles their policies, it processes their claims, it manages the billing.
All of it.
Right. So if you are the software surgeon who knows how to operate on that central nervous system without paralyzing the patient, you become an incredibly valuable asset.
And to understand the value of that surgeon, you really have to understand the stakes. Because when a global insurer adopts Guidewire, they're not, just downloading an app from a store.
Right, it's a massive overhaul.
Huge. They're ripping out legacy mainframe systems. I mean, sometimes we're talking about technology from the 1980s. They're replacing their entire operational backbone, and they commit to this platform for a decade or more.
Wow, a
Oh,
decade.
yeah. It intertwines with every single facet of their business.
Which means the maintenance of that system creates this perpetual high-stakes demand for talent. I mean, you can't just hand the keys of your multi-billion-dollar central nervous system to an unverified novice.
No, absolutely not.
Because a single misconfiguration in the software doesn't just mean, like, a web page loads slowly. It could mean 10,000 active auto policies are suddenly priced incorrectly or legitimate payouts are frozen.
Precisely. Which brings us to the ultimate bottleneck in this ecosystem, and that's the Guidewire certification.
Right, the VIP pass. But let me push back here and play devil's advocate for a second. I thought the modern tech industry was all about what you can actually do, not a piece of paper.
Usually, yes.
Right, we always hear that hands-on experience or a good portfolio trump any multiple choice exam. If I'm a stellar senior Java developer, why can't I just get hired, poke around the code base, and figure it out on the job? Like, why is this official certification the absolute line cutter?
Well, because the environment is entirely different from a consumer tech startup. It's not about moving fast and breaking things.
Because breaking things has real consequences.
Yeah, in enterprise insurance, breaking things gets you sued by regulators. So the certification isn't just a generic completion badge. It independently proves you understand Guidewire's highly specific data models.
Okay.
It proves, their proprietary architecture and, crucially, their best practices. It means less hand-holding on live projects.
So it's telling the employer that you know how the system was designed to be used, not just that you can, hack together a clever workaround.
Exactly. And look at who is actually doing the hiring here,
Right.
because the data points heavily toward massive global system integrators.
Oh, like the big consulting firms.
Yes. We are talking about consulting giants like Accenture, TCS, Cognizant, Capgemini. These firms run huge delivery centers, particularly in India, and they are the ones staffing these multi-million dollar, multi-year integration projects for the insurance carriers.
Ah, I see. The consulting firms are the ones bidding for these fixed price contracts, so they are the ones absorbing the risk.
You hit the nail on the head. It is all about delivery risk. If a firm like TCS staffs a project with brilliant but uncertified Java developers, those developers are going to spend the first 6 months just trying to understand the Guidewire architecture.
And the client is paying for those 6 months of learning.
Right. And then the project gets delayed, the implementation fails, and the reputational damage is catastrophic. So certifications remove that delivery risk.
So the certification acts as an insurance policy for the insurance consultants. That makes total sense.
Right.
So for you, the developer listening to this, the certification clears the initial screening. It gives you negotiation power.
Yes, exactly.
The experience you build afterward is what wins the final job offer and dictates how high you climb, but that credential is the multiplier. It gets you a seat at the table.
It is the ultimate trust signal in a low-trust, high-risk environment.
Okay, so we know this badge gets you in the room. Let's decode what people are actually getting certified in, because it's not just one generic sticker, right? The platform is divided into three main operational pillars: Policy Center, Claim Center, and Billing Center.
Right. Everyone starts with an associate-level certification to prove baseline knowledge, but then you branch into these highly specialized intermediate paths.
And here's where it gets really interesting, because to build a career here, you eventually have to pick a lane. Let's break down how these systems actually interact. I like to think of the insurance lifecycle like a restaurant.
Okay, I like that analogy. Let's hear it.
So Policy Center is the menu and taking the customer's order. It's the starting point for most implementations. It's where you define the product. If an insurance company wants to launch a new type of cybersecurity insurance for small businesses, the developers use Policy Center to build those specific underwriting rules.
Like if the business has no firewall, increase the premium by 20%.
Exactly. And if they have a security team, apply a discount, taking the order and setting the price.
And because that's where the revenue generation starts, Policy Center implementations are usually the first thing an insurer tackles. It's the front door of the business, which makes those certifications incredibly in demand.
Okay, but then a disaster happens. A hurricane hits or a server gets hacked. That's where Claim Center steps in. If Policy Center is the menu, Claim Center is the kitchen scrambling to fix a dropped plate or handle a complaint.
A very expensive dropped plate.
Right. It handles the first notice of loss, the moment the customer calls in a panic, all the way through the investigation, the reserving of funds, and cutting the final check. And reading through the mechanics of this, the risk factor here seems exponentially higher.
Oh, it absolutely is. Claim Center is entirely operationally sensitive. If we focus on the why of the risk, an insurance carrier has to hold massive cash reserves to pay out potential claims.
And the software dictates those reserves.
Yes. So if a developer makes a tiny logical error in Claim Center, say a misconfigured automation rule that auto-approves property damage payouts without flagging them for human review, that bug can literally cost a carrier millions of dollars overnight.
That is terrifying.
It is. And that intense operational fear is exactly why carriers pay massive premiums for verified, certified Claim Center experts. They are paying for the peace of mind that the person writing the code knows how to safeguard the vault.
Wow. Okay, so we have the menu, we have the kitchen, that leaves Billing Center. This is the cash register, it's the financial engine keeping the lights on, it's handling invoicing, commissions for the brokers, navigating heavy financial regulation.
And what's interesting is the talent distribution here. Every single insurer needs accurate billing, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But because it feels a bit more behind the scenes, it's heavy accounting logic compared to the fast pace of writing a policy or investigating a claim. Fewer developers naturally gravitate toward it.
Which makes a Billing Center certification an incredibly smart differentiator. If you hold that credential, you are a rare commodity in a market that is already starved for talent.
Exactly. You practically write your own ticket.
So you picked your pillar. How do you actually acquire these credentials and climb the ladder? And what tools are you using to build this stuff? The progression path seems very rigid.
It is quite structured. You start at the associate tier, which covers fundamentals and is a closed book exam.
Okay, getting your foot in the door.
Right. Then you advance to the specialist tier, which involves open book exams focusing on deeper concepts. Above that is the professional tier for advanced delivery. And finally, the top of the mountain is the ACE certification.
ACE stands for Allied Center of Excellence, right?
Yes, that is pure expert mastery and system architecture. But to climb that ladder, you aren't just clicking buttons in a user interface. You need a robust engineering toolkit.
Like general skills alongside the specific ones.
Right, things like Java, SQL for databases, XML, and JSON. Because you have to connect this internal brain to external systems, you need to know how to build REST and SOAP APIs.
An event-driven architecture like Apache Kafka, which, let's pause on that. Why does an insurance platform need something like Apache Kafka? I mean, that's usually used by streaming services or ride-sharing apps for real-time data, right?
It is, but think about a modern insurance scenario. Let's say a massive hailstorm is moving across Texas. A weather API sends a real-time event through Kafka to the Guidewire system.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, Guidewire processes that event instantly, identifies all the policyholders in the storm's path, and automatically sends them a text message telling them to park their cars in a garage.
While simultaneously prepping Claim Center for a spike in calls.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that is incredibly cool.
It requires sophisticated, enterprise-grade event streaming.
But here's the massive catch. To do all of this natively within Guidewire, you have to master their proprietary programming language. Gosu. Now, hold on. I know Python. I know Java. What on earth is Gosu? And isn't it incredibly risky for your career to learn a language that only exists inside one single company's ecosystem?
This raises an important question, and it's the core risk-reward of hyper-specialization. Gosu is an object-oriented language that runs on the Java virtual machine.
So it's Java-like.
Very much so. It was custom built by Guidewire specifically to handle complex insurance data types and rules easily without the heavy boilerplate code of traditional Java.
Okay, so the underlying logic of how you structure your code absolutely transfers if you ever leave the ecosystem.
Yeah.
You aren't forgetting how to program.
Right, but yes, the syntax and the application are entirely locked to the Guidewire walled garden. It is a deliberate vendor lock-in.
So why take the risk?
Because that walled garden is the exact thing that creates your career moat. It's a deliberate trade-off. You sacrifice broad, generalized utility for elite, high-paying exclusivity in the insurtech space.
It's like choosing to become a highly specialized neurosurgeon instead of general practice doctor. The general practitioner can find work anywhere, but the neurosurgeon needs a highly specific, multi-million-dollar operating room.
Exactly. But when they step into that room, they command the highest fee in the hospital. Earning the credential takes a couple of hours for the exam, roughly $150 to $350, and practice in a sandbox environment.
Takes effort, but it proves you can operate in that specialized room.
Exactly.
And right now, that operating room is undergoing a massive foundational renovation. Which brings us to the huge disruption happening in this space, the gold rush. And of course, it involves the cloud.
Yes. Guidewire's center of gravity has completely shifted. They have moved to the Guidewire Cloud Platform, or GWCP.
Historically, an insurer bought the software, installed it on their own basement servers, and ran it untouched for a decade. But now they are migrating off self-managed installations onto SaaS models, software as a service.
And the market numbers here are staggering. The broader P&C insurance software market is jumping from roughly $13.3 billion to an estimated $18 billion by 2029.
So what does this all mean? Even if you are just a tech observer listening to this, this is a textbook example of a legacy industry being forced to modernize. It creates an absolute gold rush for the folks who hold the map.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these cloud credentials are the ultimate future-proofing. It's not just about updating software, it's about shifting the entire operational model of global insurance.
Which means the skill requirements have evolved overnight. The associate credential is now completely mandatory for any cloud projects. And suddenly, just knowing the Gosu language isn't enough. You need to understand modern cloud infrastructure.
Right. Skills like Docker, Kubernetes, and CI/CD pipelines are absolutely essential now.
So they desperately need professionals who understand SaaS operations.
Demand for cloud-certified talent is vastly outpacing the supply right now.
Okay, we've covered the massive scale of the software, the consulting delivery risks, the walled garden of Gosu, and the cloud migration. Let's get to the ultimate ROI, the payoff. Why is this specifically cited as one of the best financial investments a developer can make, particularly in the Indian IT market?
It all comes down to basic supply and demand, overlaid with massive structural shifts in India's own domestic economy. Let's look at the baseline numbers.
Okay, let's hear them.
In the Indian market, a fresher someone with 0 to 2 years of experience who gets certified is starting at around 4 to 7 lakhs per annum.
Okay, and for our global listeners, LPA, or lakhs per annum, is the standard salary metric in India. 1 lakh is 100,000 rupees, so 4 to 7 LPA is a very solid, respectable entry point.
It is, but the trajectory is where it gets wild. At mid-level, salaries jump to 8 to 15 LPA. But a certified Guidewire specialist with 10-plus years of experience, they are looking at 30 to 50-plus LPA.
Wow, a jump from 5 to over 50 lakhs? That is essentially a 10x salary multiplier. That is a staggering return on investment. It perfectly illustrates what the sources call the holy trinity of a tech career. High pay, durable demand, and long-term stability.
And the talent pool is small. That demand isn't just offshore delivery work for U.S. clients anymore. India's own insurance sector is digitizing rapidly under the IRDAI.
The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India.
Yes. They are heavily pushing for modernization, creating a massive local and global demand storm. The power dynamic is completely flipped here.
What do you mean by flipped?
Well, in a saturated tech market, the employer has the leverage. But in the Guidewire ecosystem, the certified employee holds the cards. You are the scarce resource.
So just to recap this journey real quick, we started by looking at this invisible giant quietly running the global economy safety net. We saw how the rigorous certification ladder acts as a filter for massive consulting firms. We explored the cloud gold rush. And finally, the lucrative payoff for those willing to hyper-specialize.
It really is a masterclass in strategic career positioning. But I want to leave you with one final, slightly provocative thought to mull over. Something that could change this entire landscape in the next decade.
Oh, we always love a good curveball. What are we looking at?
Well, the sources point out that AI things like ProNavigator is being woven directly into the platform.
Okay.
Now, think about the core premise we just discussed. The entire value proposition of these certifications today is to prove that a human being can safely configure complex business rules and write flawless Gosu code, right?
Right. It's a human trust badge.
Exactly. Yeah. So what happens when AI agents start writing the Gosu code and doing the integrations?
Oh, wow. If the AI is doing the heavy lifting, what is the role of the certified human developer?
Precisely. Will the Guidewire ACE architect of 2030 actually be building these systems? Or will they simply be auditing the AI that builds the systems?
You still need the expert neurosurgeon in the operating room, but maybe the surgeon is just verifying the cuts made by the machine.
The tools change, but the need for verified trust, that doesn't go away.
That is a fascinating thought to leave on. The central nervous system of global insurance is getting an AI upgrade. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the surprisingly thrilling world of insurance tech. We hope you're eager for your next learning adventure, and we will see you on the next deep dive.